She on the other side.
You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are On the Couch. Welcome, everybody. And this is the place where you can find out a lot of stuff. How to have more fulfillment in your life, manage your relationships better, learn to enjoy each day, and much, much more, as you know if you're a regular listener. You know, a lot of my patients come in and ask me if I can help them get out of the feeling that, how can I describe it? They're just like walking zombies every day through their life. And they talk about feeling trapped with stress and job issues and, you know, relationship issues. And they say they just don't have time. Their lives are not enjoyable. They're just kind of walking through it every day. Whoop, got to make the paycheck. Got to just try to get through it every day. And that's what they tell me. You know, do you feel like that, guys? Yeah, I know. We all do from time to time. But if you're feeling like that more chronically and you experience like every day, my guest today is going to help you with that. You know who he is. Sure. He's been here on LA Talk Radio for a while. He is Anthony Lamar Smith, and he's author of the book Life Intentional, Living in Fullness Every Day, or LIFE, Intentional, and an acronym. And we're going to find out what that means. I just kind of gave you a hint. Anthony is a skilled executive, visionary entrepreneur, and troubleshooter. And for over 12 years, he's earned a reputation as an expert in mortgage and real estate, as well as financial advice. He's a certified insurance broker. And he kind of uses his life's lessons and expertise to encourage and help others. And Anthony, welcome to the show. So nice to have you on with me today.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle. It is a pleasure to be on your show. You have such great energy.
Well, so do you. You know, I think sometimes you have to see somebody. And, you know, I met Anthony in my office a couple of days ago. And, boy, you've got some energy. You are really a good speaker. And I love your stories in your book, Life Intentional, about you doing your public speaking. And wow, all those 700 people, you know, come on.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I've spent some years in the speaking arena, and it did very well. I enjoyed it. I worked for a renowned author and worldwide speaker, Anthony Tony Robbins, in the Chicagoland area under the leadership of Alan Brown, who actually ran his franchise in the Chicagoland area.
Wow.
So we had exciting times, and so I loved every moment of it and still do.
Oh, man, I bet. Well, if you worked with Robbins, he's the man. You know, I mean, that's it.
We're all chasing behind him, that's for sure.
That's right. But, you know, you bring up a lot of newer, more innovative, and sort of spiritual ideas in your book, which I really like. It's Living in Fullness Every Day, which is a great title. It's a great idea. And I don't know if you heard me in my intro, Anthony, but I was, you know, talking about a lot of patients who come into my office and say they feel like they're, you know, the walking dead. You know, they're zombieing out every day because their life is get up, go to work, sit at the desk or do physical labor, get a break, go back, come home, eat dinner, put the kids to bed, if they have kids, and pass out. And get up and, on and on.
And do it all over again.
There you go.
Someone once said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting things to be different.
Oh, man. You are so
right. Nothing changes until we do. And so until we identify a strategy for our life is what I have learned in my life consultancy practice and dealing with clients and who are in the similar situation of your clients as well as the situation that I was in my own self.
Sure.
I did the same things over and over and over and over. And it became monotonous. It became boring. I woke up years later and I found myself 308 pounds.
No, you
97
didn't.
97 pounds. Yeah, no, it was. Yeah. It was a big boy.
Wait a minute. I saw you. You're a skinny mini, man.
I look good now. But, hey, I didn't do
in all modesty, you look good now. There you go. Good for you.
But what I learned was that our outer expression is simply a manifestation of how we truly feel on the inside. And so once I identified how I was really feeling as wearing all these hats, a father, a husband, a business owner, got to take care of my employees, I was active in my church, and I was this, and I was that, blah, 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 doing all the things that I really did not want to do at that age in my life.
Yeah.
The only thing that I really truly found my passion or enjoyed the most was being a father.
Aww.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, that was it. You know, I loved the money I made. I did not like what I was doing to earn the money.
Yes, yes,
And so I had to make some changes.
There you go. So it was it the unhappiness that you decided, you know what? I do have to make some changes. Was it that kind of feeling of blah that we were talking about that sort of gave you an aha?
Well, not just what was happening, because I personally believe that the way people define happiness is based upon what's happening. So, for instance, today is the 15th. Many people across the country are going to be getting paid today. Woo. It's payday, and it's Friday. Woo. So everybody is happy. However, many people don't find joy in this paycheck because it's probably not enough. There's this exuberating feeling because they finally received the reward for all their hard work over the past 2 weeks.
Right.
But they work in a job that they don't truly enjoy. They're not passionate about it. And so waking up every morning, they're not happy with that. So they're not happy with the results. Mm-hmm. The paycheck is not enough. They're behind on their bills. Mm-hmm. They can't afford to support their family. Their children want more things. They want new things. They want to be outside enjoying the sunshine. We live in beautiful Southern California, so we're always having these great days.
Yes.
The ocean is right to the west of us, and many of the people that live here in L.A. never, ever go to the beach.
I know.
Yeah. We have majestic mountains. We have trails, bike trails. We have all these great outdoor activity, and most people only stay within their little small radius.
Mm-hmm.
They'll drive the 10 to 15 miles to work. Mm-hmm. They'll drive back home. They'll do the same thing. And I did that. And so because I was doing that over and over and over, I came home. I was unhappy with my life. I was not fulfilling my dreams and my passions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And once I started to identify with my dreams or reconnect with those dreams that I once had as a as a young man, as a teenager, as a child, when I reconnected to those dreams and decided that it was not worth, the paycheck that I earned was not worth sacrificing what I truly wanted to do with my life.
Wow.
I then decided to make the change.
Wow.
But that's there was amazing. Something that we have to do, of course, Dr. Michelle.
And what is that?
Once we identify what our purpose, our dreams, our goals, or whatever our aspirations, we have to find a way to make these things happen.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why many people are dissatisfied with their life, because they have not found that way.
Right.
And that's what the book Life Intentional tries to outline, how to find the way. That's what we provide here on your show, as well as with my consulting services when you're meeting with your patients. We're just trying to help them identify the way.
Yes.
And break
exactly.
it all the way down into the smallest steps possible in mm-hmm. order for them to be able to take that path that leads to life and a life that exceeds abundance.
Exactly. And, you know, as you said, encourage folks to take advantage of their own responsibility in making that change. You know, the stuff outside of us, sometimes we can't control. We can't control anything but our thoughts and our actions. So we have to take responsibility for a lot of our own unhappiness and then decide to make the choices. And what I dig about your book, Life Intentional, L-I-F-E, the acronym, Living in Fullness Every Day, is that you really sort of share ideas, or as you call them, precepts with folks about how to make your life better and take these steps to change towards what you want, right?
Exactly.
And you've created 21 what you call truth precepts. And so tell everybody, what is a truth precept, and why are there 21 here?
Well, as you already know in your profession, and what they at least were teaching for years and years and mm-hmm. years, is that it typically takes about 21 days to create or dismiss a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to outline 21 principles that I have learned over the years in my life that we could each apply over the next 21 days to change our way of thinking. So I call them the truth precept, you know, how to attract wealth consciousness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We want to understand the difference between having money and actually having the mindset that attracts money, mm-hmm. or to not necessarily attract money, but to attract abundance in whatever particular area of our life. So we will look at all of the spiritual gurus out there, whether
yeah.
we want to call them Jesus, whether we want to call them Buddha, Lord Krishna, Muhammad, whatever,
mm-hmm.
we refer to these beings as Christ-like gurus. And
yeah.
each one of them pretty much stated that the words that I speak are truth, that they are spirit and they are life.
Right.
And a precept is simply a general rule intended to regulate behavioral thoughts,
uh-huh.
as we already know.
Yes.
So if I know what the truth is about my life, mm-hmm. I'll always know how to experience it to
mm-hmm.
the fullest,
mm-hmm.
you see. And I won't allow these distorted beliefs mm-hmm. to keep me from living the life that I was created to live.
Mm-hmm.
So as you were saying earlier, when we talk about people aren't able to necessarily control things that happen in their life.
Right.
Well, what I like to teach is that we can, to a degree, mm-hmm. control what is happening into our life because we will attract into our lives whatever is in alignment with our most dominant thoughts.
Mm.
Because we are spiritual beings, mm-hmm. we have this vibratory energy
mm-hmm.
that we can tap into, and we always do. We tap into that energy or that vibration by the way that we think.
Mm-hmm.
So we then attract what we are thinking about. So once we change our dominant thoughts, we change our environment, we change our associations,
mm-hmm.
therefore we change our experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So now, there was a time in my life where I would not be talking with someone as energetic, someone as intelligent, and someone with your type of experience and background. So because I was talking and hanging out with people that were the antithesis,
mm-hmm.
the things that happened in my life were the exact opposite. Does it make sense?
So you were attracting that to your life.
I was exactly. So therefore, I was attracting all of the things that were happening
mm-hmm.
in my life.
Yes.
So
yes.
we can control those. I've decided to move from the Chicagoland area.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Gary, Indiana, right outside of Chicago.
Right.
And I moved there because I was tired of the brutal winters.
Oh, yes.
Brutal.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I know.
And so now, every winter, I enjoy 65, 70 degree temperatures because I decided
right.
to make a change. Therefore, I'm not experiencing what my family and friends are still experiencing in Chicago. I changed
my
thinking. Therefore, I changed my associations, and I changed my experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, everything in my life is completely different than it was when I was in the Midwest. Does that make sense?
Yes. So make a change towards things that you would like to have. Make that change. Stop complaining. Stop, and I'm not saying you are a complainer, Anthony.
Sure.
But no, but I mean, you know, you get up and I've lived in the snow. You know, you get up and you go, oh my God, I'm achy this morning and I got to shovel
that
the driveway, you know. So it's like you say, no, this is not happening. By the way, in case you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today. He is Anthony Lamar Smith. He's author of the book Life Intentional, using LIFE as the acronym for Living in Fullness Every Day. And we're talking about his 21 truth precepts he's created. By the way, in case you guys want to call in, if you have a question for Anthony or myself, you can do so here, 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. Now, if you're shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air, you can email me directly, Doc Michelle, D-O-C Michelle, with two L's at AOL.com, and we can take your questions. So there you go. You know, Anthony, I love the way you just kind of jumped into the big positive stuff with your first truth precept, as they say. Tell listeners about that. Can you elaborate on how we can dream big and do all these things?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that my clients are always testifying about in my consulting business is how I help them to rediscover.
Yes.
To reimagine and to reconnect to their purpose, and then to create a plan to accomplish these dreams and goals.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we were children, we all had these images floating across our minds and imagination
sure.
at night,
yeah.
you know, and we believed in these visions and these previews, or what I like to refer to as the previews to a coming attraction.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had these dreams.
Yeah.
The thing of the wonderful, wonderful thing about children
mm-hmm.
is that they don't understand impossibility.
Yes.
They just don't.
Mm-hmm.
They always feel as if they can, and they are always aspiring to do what they see all the other big kids do.
Sure.
You know, we have a 5-year-old.
Yes.
And I have a 13 and a 16-year-old.
Aw,
well,
that's great.
Well, of course, the five-year-old son is always looking at my 16-year-old son.
Sure.
He's surprised, and he just wants to run around behind him, and he just wants to do all the things that he does because
sure.
he believes that he really can.
Yes.
He can't understand, what do you mean? I can't do what he's doing. So when we're laying in bed at night when we're children,
yeah.
we had all these fascinating previews to these coming attractions that will become our life.
They were
the prelude to a good book or something.
Yes.
And so as time went on, we allowed society, we allowed things that we saw on TV, mm-hmm. we allowed our family, our children, or parents,
mm-hmm.
friends, people in our neighborhood to distort those beliefs that
oh,
we
yeah.
had.
Yeah.
But yet, those dreams still live within us.
Sure.
And what we have to do, that little kid, that little girl
mm-hmm.
that Michelle once was, is still there. She's still yearning
yeah.
for to be able to express herself. Because again, you got to remember, we're spiritual beings who are just simply having a natural life experience.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the real us is the spiritual part of us.
Yes.
And that spiritual part of us never ages.
Right. That's exactly
it. Never ages.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, we age.
Right.
But who we truly are is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
So when we had that dream at 5, when we had the dream at 10,
mm-hmm.
15, 20,
yes.
that dream still lives.
Yeah.
It's just covered up. It's buried under all these distorted beliefs.
Right.
So we want to help. In the book, I wanted to make sure that I share with people my story
mm-hmm.
of how I still had these dreams and
yes.
I still wanted to make these dreams and goals come to pass. Now,
mm-hmm.
of course,
yeah.
like you, our clients are going to say, are going to ask, okay,
yeah.
but really, truly, Anthony, you know, okay, I'm a 40-year-old mother of 3,
right.
and I wanted to be a Victoria's Secret model when I was
okay.
17.
Well,
okay. Well, now we know that reality will tell us that at age 40, 99.9%, you don't have a chance of becoming some 18, 20-year-old Victoria's Secret model.
Yes.
All right? They don't have 40-year-old Victoria's Secret models. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It does not mean that that particular dream has to die down, because you can still identify a way to be a part of the Victoria's Secret lifestyle.
Yes.
Maybe you might want to start a fashion consulting business, or maybe you might want to help someone else become a model. Maybe that's your purpose now.
That's right.
See, I do believe that our dreams and our purposes change as we continue to mature, as we continue to age.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes, exactly.
But I also believe that we have these core dreams that are that stick with us all the way through our life.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I believe that my core dream is to be a worldwide speaker, author, trainer, to help people to connect with their dreams and to help them, give them tools and strategies to maximize their life and to fulfill their dreams and their purpose. See, I've always had that. That's never left.
Oh, that's great.
But some of the other dreams that I had, well, of course, they're on the back burner.
Well,
so
yeah.
What we need to do is to try to help the listeners rediscover that core belief and that dream. And this is how we'll be able to make things happen for ourselves.
Boy. Is that a great, great way to put it, Anthony? You are so right. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, you're on LA Talk Radio. This is Dr. Michelle, and you're on the couch with my special guest today, Anthony Lamar Smith. He's the author of the book Life Intentional, Living in Fullness Every Day, and he's an inspiration. He's a great speaker around the country and the world, I guess, huh? You've traveled a lot. And he's written this great book to help everybody out find their passion, find the dream that, you know, was within you when you were young, and get real about what's up now. But don't take those negative concepts and say, well, I'm too old, well, I can't, well, at this point in my life I have this, or, you know, no, there are ways you can find to get that passion going again, right, Anthony? Just
oh, absolutely.
Listen, and his book talks about precepts, you know, that help you learn. And there's 21 truth precepts. So, you know, your second and third truth precepts, they're kind of related, I was reading. And you encourage readers to ask themselves, will you die living a life that you don't want to live? And you say, will you be one of those folks who live and die without ever experiencing your true greatness? Now, that's kind of scary to think about. I mean, to just go through life and let the outside world move us around. You know, it's kind of a scary feeling, but I hear that a lot. So can you help listeners learn how to experience their true greatness, Anthony?
Oh, absolutely. And again, it goes back to helping our listeners to reconnect to the purpose. Mm. Because once you reconnect with the real Michelle, with the real Anthony, with the real Barbara, John, Jim, whoever you are, once you reconnect to that person, now we have to identify what are your intentions behind helping you to manifest this dream, to manifest this goal, so that you don't see, I always tell people, nothing could be worse than to arrive at the point of death only to realize that you have never lived.
Yes. Wow.
Because you were living someone else's life.
Yes.
You were living someone else's wishes and desires for you. When my mom was a doctor, she wanted me to be a doctor, but I never really wanted to be a doctor.
Right.
I wanted to be a musician. When my dad was a cop, his dad was a cop, my brother, they're all police officers, they're in law enforcement. You know, but I want to be an artist. I want to be a writer. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a dentist. But because everyone else said I should go this way, I have clients who their entire family are teachers.
Wow.
Mom's a teacher.
Yeah.
All the children are teachers. Everybody's a teacher.
Yeah.
But yet this person wanted to become a writer.
Wow.
She wanted to become an actress.
Yes.
She wanted to become a comedian. So she did follow the whole protocol of what everyone else told her to do.
Right, right.
But so what we then decided to do was to show her how you can still work your current job. That's not a problem.
Yes.
Because, see, for me, as you'll read in my book,
Yeah.
I walked away from everything. But I also had a plan in mind. I knew, okay, if I'm going to leave a multiple six-figure business in the Chicagoland area as an insurance broker and come out here to California to pursue my career as a speaker and an author, life coach, I got to have a plan.
Yes.
So it's no problem. Okay, you're a teacher, you're a police officer, you're a doctor, and you want to do something else.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
So what we do is we want to show you in the book, get through the consulting business, hey, we will then put together a plan based upon where you are currently, and we'll show you how to use what you're doing now, take a portion of that to help you to pursue your dreams and your goals, to help you to finance it, to be able to put together a true personal business plan for accomplishing this goal without losing your current lifestyle and or the support of your spouse and your family.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's
very
one of
practical.
The things that people are afraid of the
sure,
most.
Sure, of course. We got responsibilities, Anthony. You know?
We do.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Let's say, for instance, we have a client. We have a listener
yes.
who, let's say he works for some factory, okay? And he makes great money. But he may want to be a chef. He wants to become a chef, okay? And he always wanted to become a chef. He loves cooking. He barbecues. Everybody comes to his house all the time. They love the way he cooks and everything. And he freaking hates his job. Okay,
right.
No problem.
Yeah.
No problem. He hates the freaking job. Okay, I got clients like that in the Chicagoland area that were in the same situation. Hate their freaking job. So what we did was, okay, let's take your current situation. Right now, you make $85,000 a year.
Yes.
Okay. And his wife has a little, has a small job. I think she was making like $30,000 a year. No problem. Two children. He's been on the job forever and ever and ever. And they have good money coming in the house.
Right.
So they were afraid for him to give up this job to go in pursuing a dream as a cook, as a chef, or whatever. So now, say, okay, here's what we do. Let's take your current situation. Do you have any type of savings? Do you have a retirement plan that you could pull money from?
Yeah,
I could pull 50% of my retirement out. Okay, cool. That's about $55,000.
Yeah.
Let's identify what debts you have. Well, we got about $25,000 worth of debt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, besides the mortgage. Let's take half, pay off the debt.
Right.
We'll use the other $25,000, put that in a savings or some type of an IRA where we could pay you a monthly stipend.
Yeah.
If your wife is in agreement, because women want to feel secure.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
she wants to make sure that we're not going to lose the house, we're not going to lose the car,
the kids
are not going to suffer.
That's
so once she realizes that the family's going to still be safe, now she's on board.
Yes.
So one of the things that helped him to be able to accomplish his dreams and his goal was the support of the family. And how do we gain the support of the family? Well, the family helped to put together this personal business plan.
Oh, that's great.
Because as you already know, Dr. Michelle, most people are willing to do more for other people than they are for themselves.
Yeah, that's true. Except narcissists.
And so what you... So there again.
Narcissists.
Oh, of course.
So
when the family realized that they were going, that they were a part of the plan, that dad is still going to be around, mom is still going to be here to help, she's still going to spend time with us. You know, we're gonna allocate time on the weekends. You know, for instance, you have people work 5 days a week.
Right.
Well, now if you can, let's take 3 weekends out of the month. Spend 4 or 5 hours working on your goal, your dream, and then dedicate the remainder of the time to your family.
Right.
Your family just wants to know that their current situation is not going to become worse.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Exactly. Once everybody's on the same page and kind of got the plan down and feeling good about it, then gives you more freedom to kind of follow that.
It is indeed. And the thing, the key word is feel good about it. So when you're feeling good, you want to celebrate these successes.
Mm.
You want to celebrate every step along the way.
Yep.
So now that everybody feels comfortable, they really believe that this dream is coming to pass. You know, it's believable, it's achievable, it's attainable.
Yes.
And therefore now you'll realize, you'll wake up later on down the line like, wow, here we are. We made it.
Yes, exactly. Everybody kind of came together and, you know, worked as a team. Team, which is the way to do
exactly.
it. You know, if you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, this is Dr. Michelle with you, and you're on the couch with me and my special guest today, Anthony Lamar Smith. He's author of the book Life Intentional. It's in an acronym, LIFE, Living in Fullness Every Day, which is what we all strive for, but kind of get bogged down by life's stuff. And that's what happens, which is cool, but we have to learn how to kind of roll with it, manage it, follow our dreams. And this is what Anthony is doing to help you out, creating 21 truth precepts for you to follow. And I'm not going to give away all 21 because you got to get the book. You got to get the book. It's a secret. No, it's not a secret. But let's see, we'd be on for another couple hours if we did that, wouldn't we, Anthony?
Indeed.
You know, but you're really helping people out. And if you'd like to email me, and if you have a question for Anthony, you can do so at docmichelle with two L's at AOL.com. I can take your email instantly. Or if you'd like to call 323-203-0815, ask Anthony a question. If you have any thoughts about your life or your future or your focus or what you'd like to do. You know, I'd like to talk about, you are a spiritual man, which I love, and I think we all sort of need that to really help us within and to recognize. There's a lot of people who just have had so many hardships in their life that they can't believe that there is a higher power that's knocking them down so much. I mean, I hear this a lot. So you say in your seventh truth precept, you say that you don't need more faith. What you need is courage to act on your faith. So how do folks do that? How do they find the courage?
That is a very, very good question, and it's one of my most popular chapters in the book that I get from readers and clients. Because we are, see, what we want to realize, Dr. Michelle, is that, fear is inverted faith. What that means is that you believe more in what you don't want to happen to you versus what you want to happen for you. Therefore, this means that it is impossible for you not to operate in faith.
Right.
You're going to be using it one way or the other. You're either using it towards what you don't want to happen to you versus what you want to happen for you.
Wow, that makes sense.
I'll give an example. Let's say, for instance, you are at a crosswalk.
Okay.
And you have the red light. If you look to the left, of course, you see the oncoming traffic. Well, you know that if you run out there doing while the oncoming traffic is is coming towards you, you risk the possibility of being hit.
Yes.
So you feel this particular emotion that suggests that you are afraid to run out there. Well, that's not necessarily fear. That's just a factual statement. You run your butt out there in the middle of the darn street while the oncoming traffic is doing 55 miles an hour. Nine times out of ten, you're going to get hit.
Yep.
So what do? We stand and we wait for the right of way, for us to have the green light. Because the right of way gives us the confidence that we need in order to cross the street properly.
Right.
We firmly believe that the rest of the traffic is going to stop at the red light, and they're going to give us permission to cross over. Now we have the right of way. So what our clients are looking for, what my readers are looking for, is the right of way. What is the right way for me to be able to tackle this particular goal of mine?
Right.
Lose weight, you know, a better relationship, a new career, et cetera. Let's say, for instance, you have a client that is that wants to lose weight.
Okay.
All right. Now they want to lose 100 pounds this year.
Right.
Well, if we say, man, 100 pounds, realistically, a lot of us would look at it and say, oh, my God, that's a lot of weight.
Yes.
Dude, you really think you could lose 100 pounds? That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, as I told you before, I lost 97 pounds in 7 months.
My goodness, Anthony. Good for you.
And the way that I was able to do it was I took the 100 pounds that I wanted to lose and break it all the way down into a smallest denomination.
Yes.
I realized that for every 3,000 calories or 30,000 calories, whichever one it is, equals 1 pound.
Right.
So if I'm eating 4,000 or 5,000 calories a day.
Yes.
Rather than listen to my doctor, which was saying, hey, you need to drop down 1,500, 2,000 calories. That's all you need to be eating. Oh. I knew I couldn't eat 1,800 calories a day. I was used to eating 4,000.
Right.
Okay. Bruh, let me tell you right now, I'm not getting ready to eat 2,000. I'm not cutting it in half immediately.
That's right.
So I had to break it into a small thing. I said, all right, no problem. Okay, how can I do this?
Mm-hmm.
If I can reduce my caloric intake by, say, 500 calories.
Right.
Or, and I do that. Remember, again, we go back to the 21-day principle. It takes 21 days for me to create this habit. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
If I can reduce it 500 to 1,000 calories a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still be able to enjoy some of the food that I eat. I just won't eat as much of it.
Yes.
And before you know it, at the end of the week, I've reduced enough calories
mm-hmm.
to drop off 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Wow. Because your body's saying, happened to the calories? What's up?
Exactly. But I also realized how good I was feeling.
Yes,
oh, my God,
exactly.
I feel much lighter.
Yeah.
My digestion was good. And my breathing was better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like the way this feels. And so then after 3 weeks, I decided to break to reduce another 500 to 1,000 calories a day.
Yes.
So by the end of 6 weeks, I was at the 2,000 calories per day
mm-hmm.
that my doctor wanted me to be at.
Mm-hmm.
So at that particular point, now I can implement exercise and other activities rather than just saying, okay, I'm going to go to the gym.
Yes.
I learned other things that I thought were fun to do
right.
where I could burn the weight at the same time.
Right.
Dancing, swimming,
mm-hmm.
Going for a long walk along the beach,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
finding things that are fun to do.
Yes.
Where you can still burn the calories at the same time. And before you know it, you'll wake up and it's 6, 7, 8, 10 months later and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. You've lost all this weight.
Right.
Because I decided to take my focus off of the fact that I wanted to lose 100 pounds.
Right. Right.
And focus on, I just want to reduce by small denominations every single day.
Well, that,
so we
that
want to,
yeah,
go ahead.
That's step by step, Anthony. That's right. That's the way we learn things.
We do, and we break it. Once you break down these Goliaths
mm-hmm.
into this small little ant, we no longer fear
right.
what we don't want to happen to us.
Right, right.
Now we believe in what we want to happen for us.
Right. And we're taking charge. And you know, one of the most common cognitive distortions, as they call them, David Burns, the psychologist, kind of defined all or nothing thinking, which means I want it all right now. I want to lose this 100 pounds right now. But,
yes.
Right? But you're talking about...
We do.
You know, we all do. Well, you know, it's the internet age. Come on. I want it now.
Oh,
I want
okay.
to read it. I can't... You know what? If my computer is going to take longer than 20 seconds... to upload, I'm gone. You know, come
oh my
on.
God, I'm yelling at my computer all the freaking time because
you know,
of this.
That's it. And, you know, you're sitting there, you know, messing around on the phone with your friends, you know, for way over that time, and you want a video to pull up saying how goats sound like
exactly.
humans, you know? Give me a break.
Yeah, that's too
know.
Funny, especially coming from the AOL age where we had to dial up. Oh my God,
that's
that was
right.
like. It took 25 minutes to get online. That alone download something.
Well, that's
oh,
before.
Father.
Anthony, that's way before my time. No, I'm lying. you know, but what you're talking about, though, seriously, is you rationalized how you could achieve this. And you got to a certain point of losing weight, as in your example, to where you found the courage. You got more faith. You put more and more faith in it because you saw, wow. You know what? By cutting my calories by 500, I'm going to start losing slowly, slowly. And you saw it happening every week. And then you saw, you know what? I can do this. I can cut by 700. I can cut by 1,000.
Sure.
And so that's the faith that brings us.
And not only, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and not only was it, it became believable.
Yeah.
I didn't feel the pain associated with the cutback.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue that most people, you know, besides the fear, is the pain associated with it.
Yes.
If I come to you and tell you to stop drinking and you've been an alcoholic since you were 7 and now you're 47, seriously, all I'm going to do is just cause more agony and make you desire to go turn to the bottle, because it's a comfort for you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So then I got to take small steps, as you've learned in AA and all these other different classes and services that they offer.
Yep.
Sometimes a cold turkey just doesn't work. Now, there are some people, cold turkey is what's best for them.
Right. Exactly. You know, they have to, or they're going to die. I mean, some people, doctors say, if you have one more night of drinking, you're going to be in here in the ER and you're not going to make it. So, no, it's true. I mean, you know, that's what I call the come to Jesus statement. You know,
okay.
It's like, you're not going to make it. You better stop culturing. But most of us, you're right, Anthony, by titrating down, you know, slowly, and realizing we can control slowly, 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 slowly. And then one day we're like, I do have control over my own thoughts and actions. You know?
Sure.
Yeah. No, you're so right. Talking about the cognitive distortions we were just into a little bit. I try to help people understand how they take things or events the wrong way. Right? I mean, it's old school psychology. You know, maybe they had bad experiences in the past. They assume the worst, or they had to defend themselves from abuse as children or young adults or whatever, or unfair accusations. And they assume that someone will always be out to get them, so they kind of project that fear onto everybody else. So what I like is your 8th precept. Kind of reminds me of this. You say that people are disturbed not by the things that happen, but by their opinion of the things that happen. So can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Another one of my favorite topics, of course. You know what I've come to learn? I've come to learn that all 21 of these precepts are my favorite topics.
Good for you. Well, me too. I'm getting into these, you know.
But as you already know, Dr. Michelle, because of your profession, that what may be reality is not always actuality.
Yes.
See, for me, I believe reality is based upon our perceptions. It's a belief.
Yes.
And because it's a belief, these beliefs can be distorted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our beliefs typically have been learned through our associations and our experiences and our environments.
Right, right.
However, what is actual is a scientific fact. It cannot be disputed.
Yes.
Right now, we know for a fact that the sun is shining.
Yes.
However, to some people, they may perceive that it's a gloomy day because of whatever is going on in their own personal reality, whatever going on in their own personal state of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they got some bad news today. A parent passed away, or their child is sick, a spouse decided to leave them, you know, or they got diagnosed with some type of a dreaded disease, for
those
instance.
Those are big ones, yeah.
Yeah, and these are real things that happen to us. Yeah. However we perceive, or however we react to the situation, is really and truthfully what we experience. We experience the emotions of our own thinking.
Right.
And that's where the perception comes in.
Yes.
So let's say I had a friend when I was a bank teller. I used to work at this large bank in Chicago.
Yeah, right. Oh, that must have been interesting. Dealing with the public.
One of the old guys that worked there, he was one of the tellers that had been there forever.
Yes.
And he used to tease me and one of the other guys.
Yeah.
We both were, you know, we were young. We'd only been married maybe like 2 years or something like that.
Yeah.
And he would always tell us, you know what? While you guys at work, you know what your wives are doing, don't you?
Oh, no. No, he didn't. That's terrible.
It was horrible.
God.
What was so funny is that I would laugh it off. But my friend, he could not take it. Mm. He was going crazy. Every time that this old man would say these things, he would experience the effects as if he knew his wife was actually cheating on him.
Oh, my goodness, poor guy. God.
He would go home. And his wife was not doing anything.
Right, right.
She was loyal. She was faithful. She was honest. Mm-hmm. He would pick up the. He couldn't hardly wait on his clients for calling home all the freaking time to make sure.
That poor guy.
It was horrible.
Yes.
The thing is, when I've had other friends whose wives actually did cheat on them.
Yes.
And what I learned was they were experienced the same, that the effects were exactly the same.
Yes, yes.
The guy who perceived that his wife was unfaithful experienced the same emotions in his mind, body, and spirit as the guy whose wife actually did.
Right? That is really profound. Yeah. Yeah.
Perception becomes our reality.
Yes.
And therefore, we then will attract into our life, even if it's not necessarily an actual experience, we're still going to attract whatever is in alignment with our most dominant thoughts.
Wow, that does make sense. You know, our brain does not know the difference between imagery and reality. Our brains assume that they're both one and the same, and we act on that, right?
We sure do.
Oh, man. That poor guy. Did he ever tell this guy that was feeding him the negativity to go jump in the lake or something?
Of course we did. Dude, why do you keep a raise? Because it was funny.
Of course. So. Poor guy. Got to him, huh? You know.
Oh, yeah. This guy's 21, 22 years old, man, and this was driving him crazy.
Oh, poor guy.
Wow. I laugh at it now.
Yeah,
you know,
yes, of course.
I wasn't laughing with it at the time, and but it's such a funny story because it's a true statement.
Yeah, that is so true. Oh, man. Anthony, you know what? I want listeners to be able to really get into your 21 truth precepts and just really learn how to live their fullness every doggone day in their life. How can folks get in touch with you, get a hold of your book, and learn more about making the best of what they've got in life?
Absolutely. Please visit my website and blog at www.lifeintentional.net. I'm also available on Facebook. You just type in Life Intentional, or it'll come up on Google, lead you to my Facebook page. Also, the book is available at Amazon, and it's also available on Kindle. I want your audience to know there's some really good news about the Kindle.
Oh, yeah.
If you do not have the budget to purchase a Kindle, because I think some of them are like $150, $200,
that's okay. Yeah.
If you have a smartphone, download the Kindle software on your phone for free.
Really?
And then you could purchase, you can download it for free on your smartphone, and you could purchase all your Kindle books at a discounted rate.
Oh.
So the Kindle version is much cheaper. You know, typically they're like 35 to 50% less than the paperback version. So please visit Amazon. Go to the Kindle section. Type in Life Intentional or my name. Anthony Lamar Smith.
Yes.
And all of my books will come up and meet me in my author central page as well.
Yeah. Well, that's terrific. And by the way, all this information will be up this weekend, so you can log on and listen, replay, download if you haven't caught most of the show, or you want to just catch more great ideas from Anthony. You can do so by just clicking on my webpage here on LA Talk Radio. Anthony, you're a doll. Thank you so much for being on the show. great
guest. Thank you.
It's my pleasure to meet you, and I know you helped a lot of people today. I know you did, so thank you for that.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you.
Blessings. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, again, Anthony Lamar Smith. What can I say? Anthony Lamar Smith. There we go. Good girl. Anthony Lamar Smith, he's the author of the latest book. It's called Praise for L-I-F-E, Life Intentional, Living in Fullness Every Day of Your Life. It really will help you. It's a pick-me-up book. It's not a religious book. Don't get scared if you're not into religion. It gives you a lot of faith in yourself. You see what I'm saying? It gives you tips on how to make your life better. There's a little spiritualism in there, but we can all use that, right? Okay, thanks for listening today. And as I always say, do take care of yourself first, because then you'll be great for others. And that's really the way it works. I'll be back next week with more great help for you. You can stay on the couch if you like. More great shows coming up here on LA Talk Radio. This is Dr. Michelle. Bye-bye.